The shooter left behind hundreds of pages of writings, writings that describe the shooter's plan, writings that describe the shooter's mental state, and more than anything, writings that describe the shooter's hate, pure, indiscriminate hate. The shooter expressed hate towards almost every group imaginable. The shooter expressed hate towards black people. The shooter expressed hate towards Mexican people. The shooter expressed hate towards Christian people. The shooter expressed hate towards Jewish people. In short, the shooter appeared to hate all of us. The shooter's heart was full of hate. There appears to be only one group that the shooter didn't hate, one group of people who the shooter admired. The group were the school shooters and mass murderers that are notorious in this country. The shooter idolized some of the most notorious school shooters and mass murderers in our country's history. I won't name them, just like I won't name the shooter. They don't deserve to have their names remembered. As I said, the shooter left behind hundreds of pages of writings. There is a lot to digest, and we'll know more in the coming days and weeks as we've had an opportunity to go through them. But reading them, one thing is clear. And it's going to be hard to hear, but it's important to the question of why this happened. More than anything, the shooter wanted to kill children, defenseless children. The shooter was obsessed with the idea of killing children. The shooter saw the attack as a way to target our most vulnerable among us while they were at their most vulnerable at school and at church. I won't dignify the shooter's words by repeating them. They are horrific and vile. But in short, the shooter wanted to watch children suffer.